Blog Talk Radio.
And everybody shout and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible says that he is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. So tonight, I don't care what your situation is. I don't care what your problem is. Jesus is in the house tonight. When you can't move the mountains that's standing in your way, I came to tell you God can. I said God can.
Well, praise the Lord and God bless you. Yes, God can. I don't care what you need, God can do it. Thank you for tuning in. This is the Wake Up to Jesus broadcast. I'm your host. My name is Apostle Lonnie Starnes. I want you to stay tuned today, because remember, whatever you need, God can. Stay tuned.
Doubts and fears.
God can.
Tell me.
God can.
When you are needing someone to wipe away your tears.
God can.
Yes, he can. Thank
God. Can.
Come on, sing.
God can do more than you could ever ask or think. He holds all power in his mighty hand. When you can't see no way.
And you can't heal your broken heart.
God can.
Somebody tell me.
God can.
Oh yeah. When you can't find the courage to make a brand new start, see?
God can.
I know he can. By might, but by his spirit, that we do all things. Yes, you can face the future when your hope is in his hand.
God can do more than you could ever ask or think.
Oh, yeah.
He holds all power in his mighty hand.
He holds the world in his hand.
When he can't be your way, just remember his mighty hand.
You know, as I listen to my intro song, it just stirs me up. It makes me feel real good to know that I'm serving a God that can do anything. I'm serving a God that got all power. I'm serving a God that even hurricanes and storms are not mightier than our God. There's nothing ever, nowhere, no place, no time more mightier than our God. Nothing, no place, no time is more mightier than our God. And God can do anything that needs to be done. Whatever needs to be done in life, God Almighty can do it. There's nothing. There's nothing you could ever need. There's no problem that you could ever have. There's no situation that came about that God cannot resolve it. Now, just because he don't do it, that don't take away what he can do. And I'm more inclined to believe what the Hebrew boy says. Just because God didn't or God don't mean God can't. And even if he don't, I'm still going to serve him. I'm going to serve him regardless. Good morning, everybody. It's good to be here again on this middle of the week now. When I was working before I retired, especially when I was working on a job, I used to say, man, this is the middle of the week. I'm almost there. Amen. This is Wednesday, the middle of the week. Give God the praise. Don't forget, today, we're going to have noonday prayer here at the church at 12 noon. So come on by and be with me. That's the Jesus Save Ministry, 509 Evergreen Avenue right here in Brooklyn, New York, noonday prayer today at 12 noon. I was coming back from my dentist's office on Monday, and I met one of my next-door neighbors, and they was coming from prayer. They live in Brooklyn right down the street from my church, but they was coming from prayer in Manhattan, and I thought that was a great, great thing that they did. They go to prayer three times a week, catch the train all the way to 116th Street, 118th Street, and pray. I think that's a blessing. Amen. Amen. So prayer is essential. Prayer is needful. We all need to pray. Don't ever get to the place that you think you don't need prayer. You need prayer, regardless of who you are. You need prayer. I need prayer. Amen. We all need prayer. So today, of all things, let's make sure we pray. And you can begin right here. We can start this morning, right now. You can pray now. But if you want to pray with a group, come by Jesus Save Ministry at 12 noon today. We're going to be praying. Oh, glory. There's so much power in prayer. So come on by. And then this evening at 7 p.m., Elder Kelly Duncan's will be conducting another prayer right here at the Jesus Save Ministry. So if you miss the 12 noon prayer, be at the 7 p.m. prayer. We're going to have a great time today in prayer. And we know God always answers prayer. We thank God for prayer. Prayer is a tool that the Lord has given us that we can use. And I give God the glory and the honor for that. Also, today, I want to talk about the fool said there is no God. It was the fool that said that. Someone did say there is no God. But I want you to know, whoever that someone was and is, he or she is a fool. Anyone that say there is no God. Let's look at something this morning. The fool. Who is a fool? Who is a fool? Let's just look at that. A fool is an unintelligent person. That's who a fool is. An unintelligent person. Somebody considered to be lack good sense or judgment. That's a fool. Someone that don't have good sense or judgment. So anyone that says there is no God is a fool. And a fool is somebody considered to lack good sense or good judgment. They don't make good sense or good judgment. You know, I was talking with a man about 6 months ago. He was bringing an automobile to the garage next door. And I seen him, and I was talking about Jesus. He said, there ain't no God. I said, what? He said, there's no God. I don't believe in that. You know what I did? I just walked away from him, because remember, a fool is a person unintelligent. Unintelligent. I'm not talking about learning, but a fool is someone that's unintelligent. And anyone that say there is no God is unintelligent. And an unintelligent person is a fool. A fool is someone or somebody considered to lack good sense, somebody that don't have good sense. How are you going to rationalize and explain something to someone that doesn't have good sense or someone that don't make good judgment? Only a fool would invest in this scheme. A fool would fall for anything. Anything you tell a fool, he'll fall for it. So we find out who a fool is. Let's look at now. A fool is being ridiculous. A ridiculous person. Somebody considered to be a made to appear ridiculous. A fool is ridiculous. It's a ridiculous person that does not believe there is God, or there is a God, or that there is a Savior, or that Jesus Christ is a Savior. Fool is someone, a person, that lack good judgment. Their judgment. So quite naturally, the fool will say, there is no God, because he don't have good judgment. What else can he say? A fool, anyone that denies God, or the reality of God, is a fool. A person who is gullible and easy to take advantage of, that's who a fool is. If a person denies the existence of God, that means that's a gullible person, and they're very easy to take the advantage of. Satan has come in and bewitched them and beguiled them and deceived them. Now their minds are so gullible that they don't believe that there is a God. That is a fool. That is a fool. A fool. Let's look at, let me read the scripture for you first, and I'm going to break this down. Let's look in Psalms 14, verse 1. It says, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. The fool said that. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. A fool. A fool. I already told you who he is. Now what did he say it? In his heart. Take a look at something. The fool's heart. The fool's heart. The heart of a fool. We're not talking about the part that pumps blood. We're talking about the basis of your emotional life. The source and the center of your emotional life, where the deepest and sincerest feelings are located. A person is most vulnerable to pain. A fool, in his heart, the very deepest part of that person, the part that deals with emotions and the emotional part of life, the source of your center emotion, that's the heart. Where did the fool say it? In his heart, his most valuable part. In his heart, the fool said, there is no God. And any time a person tells you that there is no God, their heart is completely out of whack. Your heart is the character. It's somebody's essential character. It's essential. You must have a heart. You have a heart. But the fool said, in his heart, there is no God. Anyone, I don't care who it is, one of my members about a year ago now, I come to discover she married a man that don't believe in God. How in the world could you associate yourself with someone with a heart so corrupt that they don't believe in God? My God from Zion, that's a dangerous thing. I don't care how he looks. I don't care how she looks. If they don't believe in God, they are corrupt. Now, the word corrupt here means they're immoral. They're dishonest. Immoral or dishonest. Especially shown by the exploitation of a position, a power, a trust for personal gain. That's corrupt. You can tell a corrupt person by the exploitation of a position that they take. You can tell they're corrupt. The way they view things. A corrupt person is a depraved person, extremely immoral. Somebody that's extremely immoral. They're corrupt. Everything about them is corrupt. So who was it that said in his heart? It was the fool. Who was it that said there is no God? I'll tell you, it was the fool. Look at Psalms 14, verses 1 through 4. It says, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. That's the fool now. Verse 2, the Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. God is watching you. If you're a fool and deny God, God got you marked. Look at this. Verse 3, they are all gone aside. They're all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. We're talking about a fool now. A person that denies God is a fool. And a fool is an unintelligent person. A person that's immorally corrupt to deny God. God says in verse 3 of Psalms 14, they are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. That's the fool. Verse 4. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge? Who eat up my people as they eat bread, and they call not upon the Lord? A fool. If you're not careful, he'll get you being a fool. If you aren't careful, you'll fall in love with that joker. My daddy said you'll fall in love with that joker. And next thing you know, you'll become a fool. Get away from anyone that said there is no God. Look at something. God said it twice. In Psalms 53 and 1 said, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Corrupt are they and have done abominable iniquity. There is none that doeth good. A fool. You don't expect a fool to do right. He's not going to church. He's not going to pay tithes. He's not going to believe in the word. A fool is going to tell you the word is not real. A fool is going to tell you going to church don't mean anything. A fool is going to see all the negativities, and they bring all that to your mind. Psalms 51 and 53 and 1, King James Bible. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. That's where he said it at. Before you knew it, he had already said it in his heart. Before he let you know who he was, the fool had already said in his heart that there is no God. And only God can change him. Because the fool has set himself to believe that there is no God. The Bible said the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Corrupt are they. I don't care how good looking a person is. I don't care how handsome a person is. I don't care how much money they have. But anyone that don't believe in God is corrupt. They're corrupt. It's a fool. A fool do not believe in God. And a fool had said in his heart, there is no God. Corrupt, the Bible says, are they, and have done abominable iniquity. Even before you see a fool, once a man has let that seed get in his heart, that there is no God, he's already corrupt. And there's nothing you can do to change him. Remember, stay away from fools. You say, am I telling you to call people fool? No, I'm telling anyone that does not believe in God, a person that says there is no God, is a fool, and he's a corrupt person. His heart is messed up. There is nothing you can do or I can do to change that person but preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. If the gospel doesn't convict them and change them, there is nothing you can do. The heart. Your heart, a person's heart, is the basis of your emotional life. That's your emotional life. Your heart. If you have gotten in your heart that there is no God, the heart is the center of your emotions. The heart is the center of that. Now, if you don't believe that there is a God, your heart is messed up, man. The heart is where the deepest and sincerest feelings are located. That's the part you and I don't see. A man or woman's heart that don't believe in God is messed up. And you know what? The heart is the most vulnerable place for pain to come. When someone break your heart, they can, I mean, when you get your heart broken, that is an awful pain. That is a mighty, mighty pain. That's a great pain to have your heart broken. But the fool have said in his heart, there is no God. What did he say? In his heart. Who said it? The fool. What did he say? There's no God. Where did the fool say it? In his heart. You know where your heart is the character. It's your essential character. The fool's character has already denied God. Then the next word in that verse, it says, they're corrupt. Look at something. What is something corrupt? Something that's immoral. A person that's immoral. They'll sleep with you. They'll kiss you. They'll go out to dinner with you. But they're dishonest and immoral. That is a corrupt person. A person that's dishonest, they'll tell you, I love you. I don't want nobody but you. But they have 10 more people that told the same thing the same day. They are immoral, dishonest. They are dishonest, especially as shown by the exploitations of a position. How can you trust a person that will lie to you for no reason at all? Their position is to exploit you, to deceive you. That's a corrupt person. Their power is all they're looking at, their power. They trust in their personal gain. They trust in themselves and not in the Lord Jesus Christ. A corrupt person. That's who a corrupt person is. Immoral, dishonest, especially as shown by the exploitation of a position of power, of trust for personal gain. They go about to deceive. Who is that? That's a fool that said it in his heart. He's corrupt. Any man, any woman, any boy, any girl that denies God Almighty is a fool. And they are corrupt. Their heart has been deceived. A fool. Their heart. What is their heart? Not the part that pumps blood. No, but the center of the basis of all their emotions. The source and the center of the emotional part of their life is already corrupt. That heart is the deepest and sincerest feelings of anybody. So whether you know it or not, they have already corrupted themselves in their heart. And there you are going out to dinner with them. And they're already corrupt. Listen, Ezekiel Walker, sing this song, Every Praise. Listen to this. I'll be back.
Let me hear the worshipers!
God.
Glory, hallelujah.
Is
you our God. Come on, say it.
praise.
Every praise
is to our God.
To our God.
Y'all know how we do it. Take it up. Every praise.
Every praise
is to our God.
To our God.
Every word of worship.
Every word of worship
is one accord. Come on, say every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise
is to our God.
To our God.
To our God.
Glory, hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
It's to our God.
asked by Bishop Hezekiah Walker, every praise is unto our God. Have you ever noticed the devil will go to church with you, but he'll get fidgety when the praises, the real personal praises goes up? When it's time to worship, have you ever noticed the devil get real fidgety, get ready to leave? He don't want to stay there when it comes time for the praise. Because the fool has said there's no God. Remember that. The fool may go to church with you, but he don't believe in God. They may ride in your car with you, but they don't. Nah. The heart is corrupt. How can they believe when your heart is corrupt? How can you get right and your heart is corrupt? They're corrupt in the heart. Immoral. Dishonest. They're lying to you. They're deceiving you. You know what? If a man or a woman preach the gospel and don't believe in the entire gospel, that's a fool. I heard a man tell me about 8 months ago or so that he didn't believe in foot washing. He said, I don't believe in that. I do the rest of it, but I don't believe in foot washing. That's a fool. When Jesus said, this you ought to do, a fool will say all these crazy things. And guess what? They're immoral. You can't trust them. If a person can't trust God's word and deny the word of God, you can't trust that person, because that person don't trust truth. It don't trust light. It don't trust honesty. God is truth. God is light. God is honest. God has never, ever told a lie, not once. And if a person don't believe in the whole counsel of God, they're denying God, and that's a fool. They're immoral and they're dishonest. How do you know dishonest? They're dishonest by the way they show their exploitation or their position. They use what they got for themselves but not for God. They trust in personal gain. I've seen a young man sweep a young girl, lady, off foot right off the earth, just took her mind. She was a strong young lady, a church young lady, believed in God, was a worshiper, was a prayer, was a preacher. And I've seen this hypocrite preacher come right up and take her virginity from her. Got her pregnant. You know why? Because he don't believe in God. I want you to understand that all fools are not those that don't go to church. There's a lot of fools in church that attend church every Sunday, but they don't believe in the totality of God. And that's a fool. Are you listening to me? Their heart, the basis for their emotion, the source of their emotion, the center of their emotional life, the deepest part of them, the sincerest feelings are located in your heart. So in their heart, they don't believe in God, even though they may preach God. Hey, I feel like preaching this morning. I believe if I was in the pulpit, I could really preach this message. Not bragging on myself. I just feel the anointing of God. The fool, his emotional life, her emotional life is all messed up. The deepest, sincerest feelings of a fool are located in the heart. And that's the part that where they say they don't believe God. They don't tell you, maybe. You find out later. But a fool has already denied God in his or her heart. And they'll go out their way to do anything to deceive you. There are people preaching for financial gain. They're not preaching because they love you. They want your money. That's what they want. And they have a scheme to get your money, but they don't believe in God. Your heart is the essential character of you. Your character, a person's character, is their heart. And when they say in their heart there is no God, and they can read God's word and pick and choose what they believe and what they don't believe, that's a fool. A fool has said in his heart that there is no God. a fool says in his heart or her heart, there is no God. And I'm telling you, if you get tied up with a fool, if you aren't careful, they'll duplicate themselves in you. Because a fool in their heart don't believe in God. And any woman, any boy, any girl, any professor, any teacher that don't believe in the full, whole counsel of God is a fool. And if you get involved with a fool, if you aren't careful, they'll duplicate themselves in you. You'll become just like them. How could you be a preacher, a prophet, as it were, a prophet, a seer, you proclaim, and go and shack up with a woman? That's a fool. So believe that God doesn't see that, don't see nothing wrong with that. Now, I can see you doing that and knowing you're wrong and ask the God to forgive you and admitting you're wrong. But how could you go against God? Hey, Samaji, hey, glory. How could you go against God and say it's all right? That's a fool. The heart is messed up. The basis for their essential life, the source of their central feelings, their emotional life, it's jacked up, man. And it'll destroy you. Oh, my God. I hope you're enjoying this message this morning. But the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. What did he say? In his heart, that there is no God. A fool. A fool believes he can make it by himself. The fool believed that. He really believed that he can make it by himself. Only when he get in trouble did he start calling God, but he don't mean it. A fool. Andre Crouch sung a song that I love. I've had it a long time. The Lord is my light and salvation. Yes, he is. Let me see, can I help you out if I can, if you let me, if you permit me. Let me tell you who you can kind of identify a fool. A person that don't believe that God is everything. A person that has doubt in God and believe that there's some things he can't do. That's a fool. To anyone to believe that God is limited in power, why would you want to be involved with someone that believes that God is no more than you and I? God is absolute, and he's sovereign. He has all power. He's omnipotent. And if I'm dealing with someone, see, I watch myself when I'm talking with people. Call me a loner, call me what you want, but when I talk with people, I watch and listen to what they're saying. When people start telling you things like, well, you know, I know it's like this, and I know the Bible said this, but why would you put a but? Where God put a period? Or why would you put a comma where God puts a period? If God says it's so, then it's so. But the fool, notice now, it's the fool that says in his heart there is no God. So if he's saying there is no God, it is the fool that is saying it's not so. If God says it's so, and you saying it's not so, it's a fool. Let me tell you who a fool is again. A fool is an unintelligent person. Somebody considered to lack good sense. Someone that lacks good judgment. Have you ever seen things that a fool believe? They can believe in some of the wildest things. But only a fool can believe things that fools believe. Things like you're going to make it without God. That's a fool. To believe that you are secure without God, that is a fool. To believe that you can wash your face without God, that's a fool. To believe that you're going to lay down tonight and get up tomorrow morning and exclude God, that's a fool. Anyone that believes that you're going to get up tomorrow and I'm going to work, I'm getting up this morning, you're listening to me now. Maybe some in the radio or listen to me now, lying in bed. I'm on WSNR right here in New York, New Jersey. Maybe you're lying in bed listening to me. But maybe you think you can just get up and go to work this morning on your own power. That's a fool. A fool that can believe that you can make it without God. A fool is an unintelligent person. Somebody considered to lack good sense or good judgment. You can't make it without God. I don't care who you are. The fool said it in his heart. The fool. Who is a fool? A fool is a ridiculous person. It's ridiculous to believe you can make it without God. A fool is somebody considered to be or made to appear ridiculous. It's ridiculous to plan, I'm going to build this big house and I'm going to do this. What is the first letter? In iniquity, I. What is the center letter of the word sin? I. When you find a person dealing with I this and I that, that's a fool. A fool is someone that lacks good judgment. Someone that's not even thinking correctly. Your judgments are corrupt, unbalanced, unstable. That's a fool. A fool is someone that's ridiculous. That believe you're going to make it without God, you're a fool. Somebody says, well, I know a lot of fools rich, okay. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and then lose his soul. A fool is someone that's a person that's gullible and easy to be taken advantage of. Someone that someone else has deceived. They read some book. Yeah, I got time. Let me tell you the story. I used to be in an evangelistic crusade with this particular preacher. He's dead now. And we was going out doing crusade work. One day, some Seventh-day Adventists seen us on the street. And he bought some of their material. I'm not knocking Seventh-day Adventists. Just listen to me, please. And then another time, some Muslims came. And they had material. He bought it. And not long after, he wasn't preaching the gospel. He was preaching from the material that he found in those books. So I confronted him, brother, what? He said, well, you know, Stocks, there's other religions. We just can't phase out everybody else. See, that's a fool. A fool begins to say, there is another way. Christ is not the only way. That's a fool. What do you say in your heart? You're gullible. Somebody got to you and made you believe that it's okay to worship another God. That's a fool. And they're gullible. See, fools are gullible. They fall for anything. And if you aren't careful, they have you falling for the same yoke-a-doke that they fell for. Remember, in his heart, the fool said it in his heart. He said it where? In his heart. In his heart. That's where he said it. Where is his heart? The basis of his emotional life. That's the basis of the center of his emotional life. The fool in their heart already denied God before they met you. They don't believe in God. They've already disqualified God, dismissed God. In their mind, they erase God. And they use him to get what they want. They call themselves using him. In their heart, the place where the pain lies, the emotion of your heart, your essential character, a fool in the heart denies God. And if you get involved with them, if you're not careful, they will convert you to believe what they believe. I've seen people, I remember I had a gentleman in my church and a lady. They was married. The husband was about to backslide. So he came to me one Sunday, him and his wife. He said, Pastor, I said, yes, I'm going to take a dismissal from the church for a while. You know, I just need some time to get myself together. He was a preacher. I said, oh, yeah? He said, yeah, I just need time. I want a couple of months dismissal from the church. Just time to get myself together. So I looked at the wife. I said, God told you the same thing? She said, no, but he's my husband. And since he's not going to come to church, I feel like it's better for me to be with him. I said, daughter, God did not tell your husband to not come to church. Sitting in my office, both of them. I said, now, if your husband is dismissing himself from the church, that's something he's doing on his own. God didn't do it. Now, you telling me that you're going to follow him and not God? And the end of that story, she didn't follow him. You know what he did? He backslid. He never came back to church. He backslid. See, in the heart, you can't see it, but Satan works in the heart. And he gets to the heart of a fool and makes a fool believe that there is no God. Look, a fool has been deceived in his heart. His character, his essential character, he's a fool. And a fool don't believe in God. The word corrupt is something that's immoral. Someone that's dishonest. They're so corrupt, they'll tell you anything that you want to hear to get what they want. That's a person that's corrupt. That's what the songwriter says. Psalms 14:1. They're corrupt. How can you tell? By the exploitation or a position that they hold for their own power. and they trust in their personal gain. They're extremely immoral. A fool in his heart. You know, I hope you listen to this message today. This is the center of the week. And I believe, like Psalms 118 and 8, at the center of the Bible, I believe that this word came today because someone is being gullible today. Just like one of my young men, ladies, I've seen this preacher. Just because someone is a preacher doesn't mean they're not a fool. Because anyone that preaches the gospel and don't believe in the whole counsel of gospel, the whole counsel of the gospel, is a fool. Anyone that don't believe that God's word is true, anyone that believes that you can put an eraser and erase out God's word and implant what you want to say, he's a fool. Because God's word is the same yesterday, today, and God's word will be the same tomorrow. There's no deviation in God's word. There's no variation in God's word. God is not sometime up and sometime down. God is like the North Star. The North Star is the only star in the universe that does not move. Now, the North Star, navigators discovered that because now they navigate the ships, the airplanes, your GPS system. Everything is set by the North Star because the North Star never moves. If you're a child of God, you should be a North Star. Don't let people switch and change you and beguile you. Hello, somebody. They'll beguile you. You got to be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. That's what you got to be. Stand. Stand on the word of God. Because God's word is the only thing that don't change. God's word and the North Star is fixed. It doesn't change. So remember that today, that God's word doesn't change. North Star doesn't move. You got to be a fixed person in God. Don't change. Because a fool said in his heart, put it on the screen one more time. Where did he say that? Watch. Psalms 14 and 1. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Then the Bible said, they are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. That's what God says about a fool. In Psalms 53 and 1, the Bible says again, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Corrupt are they, and have done abominable iniquity. There is none that doeth good. God warns us about a fool. Well, my time is about up. I got to go on down the road. Hope you enjoyed this segment. My name is Apostle Lonnie Starr, and I definitely approve this message because it's the word of God. I want you to know that I love you, but I can't love you as much as God does because his love is like agape love. He never changed. He loves you in spite of. Sometimes you may do something that won't love you, but you can't do nothing or anything. So devastating that God won't love you. He says, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and he promised to give you rest. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for this audience, wherever they may be on this top of this universe. I pray that you bless them, continue delivering them, give them the victory, and not allow any of us to be deceived and become a fool. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I got to go. Clock on the wall is telling me that my time is about out. But remember, at 7 a.m., I will be back here at 718-574-2244. If you're not on the radio, if you're on the radio, you go to blogtalkradio.com/TJSM. Or if you're on live stream, you can see me, view me live. This live stream, www.livestream.com/TJSM509. Or you can go to my website, www.tjsm.org, and you can view me live and listen to the broadcast. I love you today, and remember, whatever you do for Christ is the only thing going to last. If you feel like giving me a donation, I really appreciate it to keep preaching the gospel. But you have yourself a wonderful, great day in the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember, God is good, and every time I turn around, He keeps right on blessing me. Listen, I'm going out with greater.
Somebody release the sound of greater in this room.